From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There is sobering news today about jobs and the economy. The Labor Department reports that the unemployment rate jumped to 6% in April, matching an eight-year high. There are now 8,800,000 Americans out of work.
Employers cut 48,000 payroll jobs in April. It was the third straight month of losses. Nearly half of those jobs, 23,000, were in the auto industry. There were also sharp cutbacks at airlines and other travel and tourism businesses.
Economists blame the weak economy and worries about the war in Iraq, which was still underway when the surveys were conducted. And most expect unemployment will continue to rise through the summer, peaking as high as 6.5%.
President Bush seized on the job numbers today. Speaking to an audience of defense workers in California, Mr. Bush said the figures underscore the need for Congress to pass his proposed tax cuts.
In order to help people looking for work, we need to figure out how best to encourage economic growth. That ought to be the cornerstone of any good jobs package. You see, if the economy grows, somebody is more likely to find work. Therefore, we ought to be asking the questions, how do we create economic growth? In my judgment, in the judgment of a lot of economists, and the truth of the matter is, it's now become kind of the common wisdom in Washington, D.C., the best way to create growth is to let people keep more of their own money.
President Bush today in Santa Clara, California.